Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Oh my God. Ross, too laid back.
Surprise! We all go. But the old man, standing at the bottom of the stairs in Shanahan's on the Green, barely raises a smile. He's like, "Oh, hello, everyone." The old dear who's linking his arm goes, "Happy birthday, darling." And she smiles at him with a face on her like the fish option. His eyes pan the room. Yeah, no, we've booked out the entire downstairs. And he acknowledges a few people he recognises. "Ah, Kicker. Hello, Hennessy. Evening, Minister." I'm like, "Sit the fuck down, will you?" And even though it gets a huge laugh from everyone, I'm not actually joking. Everything doesn't have to be about you. 20 minutes later, he finally makes it through the throng of well-wishers to our table and plonks himself down next to me. He's not himself. Everyone at our table can see it. I'm there. "God, I'm starving here. I chew the arse off a low-flying duck." But Circa decides to indulge him. She goes, "How are you, Charles?" He's like, "Oh, you know, another year older." She's there. "Sad about the rugby, wasn't it?"
Because she's obviously wondering, is that what he's, like, sad about? She's been counselling me for a fortnight now.
"I thought they gave it their all."
He goes, "Yes, I'm sure they did, Circa." She produces a box then, covered in wrapping paper. She's like,
"Happy birthday, Charles."
And she hands it across the table to him. I'm nodding and grinning to try to make it look like I've gone halves with her on it. I'm there, "I hope you don't have one already." Then out of the corner of my mouth, I'm like, "What did we get him, by the way?" Surika, through gritted teeth, goes,
"Ross, you always fucking do this to me. It's bubble bath."
I'm there, "It's just fucking bubble bath, Dad, from the two of us." Except it's not bubble bath.
"Ah, cigars," he goes.
Circus there. "They were made the same year you were born, Charles. I had them imported from Havana."
He's like, "Oh, okay."
Then he's quiet again. Honor, in fairness to her, has a crack at him just after our starters arrive.
She's like, "How's the book coming along, Grandad?"
And he's there, "Book? What book?"
Yeah, no, they're publishing a collection of 50 years of his letters to the Irish Times.
"Oh, that," he goes. "Yes, my secretary is pulling all of those together."
She's there, "You must be excited."
And he's like, "Oh, yes, I suppose I must."
Hennessy tips over to our table then. This is while we're waiting for our steaks to arrive.
"There's an opinion poll in the Business Post tomorrow," he goes. "Has New Republic on 23%.
And if he's expecting a high five slash a chest bump, he's disappointed. The old man's just there.
"How interesting."
You often hear people say that we should watch out for signs that people close to us might be struggling. And it's me who ends up grasping that particular nettle. "The fuck is wrong with you?" I go. The old dear is like, "Oh, don't ask, Ross. He's still going on about that wretched seagull." I'm there, "What? The one that took the Cohiba out of your mouth outside the Shelley? That was like weeks ago." He goes,
"The thing attacked me, Ross, in broad daylight, and absolutely nothing is being done about it."
"His doctor thinks he might be suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder," the old dear goes.
I'm there, "Dude, you need to get over it," because I'm calling it. "Seagulls have been dicks for years, and they're probably going to go on being dicks."
Circus there, "Ross, don't dismiss your father's own lived experience."
Because she's always been a bit of a crawler around my old pair.
"I can totally understand, Charles, how you, a powerful man, can be left feeling totally emasculated by an experience like that."
I'm there, "You're not eating your onion rings. Give me his onion rings." And I reach across the table and take his onion rings.
"You know, when I close my eyes at night," he goes, "I can still see that bird's horrible, leering face."
I'm there, Could you pick him out of a lineup? Trying to lighten the atmos. But the old man's like, I actually think I could. He had a sort of wart right here, just above his eyes. I'm there. Are you not eating your bone-in ribeye? Honor, throw me over his bone-in ribeye there, would you? When we're finished our mains, the old deer goes, Charles, you better say something. The old man's like, say something? Say what? She's there, well, all these people have come out to wish you a happy birthday. You must thank them. So, yeah, no, I tap my fork off the side of my glass and a hush falls over the restaurant. The old man stands up and you can nearly hear the excitement of everyone thinking, okay, here we go, because people, for some bizarre reason, get a kick out of him. This should be good. But the old man just goes, I just want to say thank you all for coming. Enjoy your evening. And he sits down again. And that's when I end up getting, being honest, a little bit worried about the dude. Anyway, I'm actually knocking back the brandy that the old dear ordered for him for the toast when Ronan all of a sudden decides to show his face. I'm there, where the fuck have you been? You haven't missed anything just in case you're worried. More crack at an autopsy. He just goes, sorry, I'm late. And he hands the old man a birthday present. There you go, Charlie. Happy birthday. I'm there, that'll be a cardigan or something. At the same time, grinning and nodding. I hope you don't have one already. Except it's not a cardigan. The old man tears open the wrapping paper. The first thing that hits me is the smell. I actually wonder at first as the toilet overflowed because of all that Jack's Roly stuff down it. But then I notice what it is that Ronan brought as a birthday present. And my mouth just falls open. Everybody's mouth does. It's, quite literally, a dead seagull. The old man holds up its stinking carcass and a smile, the first of the night, suddenly lights up his face. It's him, he goes. Bloody hell, Kicker, it's him.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.